You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. DeepSeek, gaining attention around the world when it was introduced by the People's Republic of China's media. DeepSeek is said to be a program running cheaper, faster, just as good as the expensive large language models in America, now in competition with each other, Anthropic, OpenChat, Gemini. I welcome Jack Burnham, a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who guides me to a new revelation about DeepSeek. I've been watching the hardware and claims that, for example, we don't use NVIDIA chips, or claims that it's cheaper than the runs through the large language model run throughs developing over at Claude for Anthropic. I had not looked at the software, and Jack now guides me to why that's important. Jack, a very good evening to you. DeepSeek has many iterations, R1, R2, R3, for example. However, what is important is the quality of information you get from asking questions for DeepSeek. What have you discovered thanks to research by a very important CrowdStrike security firm watching the internet? Good evening to you.
Thank you for having me. I think what's interesting about what CrowdStrike discovered is that while DeepSeek, when used normally as a tool, you know, in order to, for example, solve different coding challenges to produce apps and websites, when asked to do so in a neutral way, often does so very well, on par with some of its larger American competitors like Anthropic or ChatGPT from OpenAI. On the other hand, what's really worrying about what CrowdStrike discovered is that when CrowdStrike analysts introduce terms that Beijing deems politically sensitive, such as references to Uyghurs or a persecuted minority or to Tibet, then code that's developed using those terms often contains significant security vulnerabilities. Now, for example, CrowdStrike asked DeepSeek to create an app that would allow Uyghurs to connect with one another online. And the code that DeepSeek produced in response to that contained significant security vulnerabilities that had backdoors that would allow authorities, including the CCP, to potentially download the names of and identities of those people that were using that app. And so you see here this thing of, while DeepSeek purports to be this neutral competitor to top American models, in reality, it's deeply embedded within the CCP's desire to enact and repress control over their own population.
Let me understand this. It's not just that it's banning certain modifiers, and we'll come to that. It's very much taking into account what you want to achieve with its code. And if your achievement is meant to in some way offend or challenge the Chinese Communist Party, they will not stop you. They will just watch you. Is that what you're telling me? That they didn't put a block in. They say, yeah, go ahead, develop your list. We'll watch all the time. Is that what you mean by a backdoor?
That's exactly right. So the researchers found in certain instances, the code that was produced would be simply unworkable. That when asked to produce an app that would, for example, discuss matters related to Tibet, DeepSeek would simply shut down. In other instances, though, DeepSeek would comply, would develop code, would develop software that would run. But at the same time, it would have vulnerabilities or backdoors that would allow for intense surveillance of those using that code or that app. And this is a challenge that's plagued various iterations of DeepSeek. A study by the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, previously discovered that DeepSeek could be easily used to write malware and other types of malicious code. So really, it's the compounding of DeepSeek being used and having very poor security flaws, whether that be unintentional and simply a bad model production, or whether that in this case appears to be very intentional in terms of the CCP desiring to introduce systemic biases into some of its top models.
What we have here is a revelation to me. So I first call upon Jack. Now that you've written it up, you can find Jack's write-up with his colleague, Ms. Siskin, at the FTD site. You've written this up for me. I have not seen it in the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, the New York Times, Bloomberg. Now, I might have missed it. But this report on what's been discovered so far, this is the early days, started in the late November. So we've had the holiday in between. Have you seen it reported in Europe and in the United States in some above board fashion? You know, look at this, folks. DeepSeek, guess what? Have you seen anything like that?
I can't say that I have. I think in part, it's also because I think DeepSeek really has become an interesting dividing line around the discussions of Chinese AI writ large. I think you see DeepSeek's development from a technical perspective really coming into its own and being on par with some of the larger proprietary models. And so I think there's certainly an economic and technical aspect that's often being had that really dominates a lot of the headlines, particularly when it comes to AI around things like computing power, access to advanced chips, technical capacity. Those are really the types of conversations that often tend to dominate. Something that's a little less discussed in mainstream media around Chinese AI is some of these vulnerabilities and some of these security issues. And I think these are, in large part, in some ways, they're not often discussed. I think in part because simply the mainstream discussion around AI is so technical focused. In other ways, I think it's in part because DeepSeek really goes out of its way to present itself as being a open source, a easily accessible alternative. And so the CCP certainly has a lot of desire to down, and DeepSeek itself has a lot of desire to downplay these vulnerabilities and to present itself as this neutral tool that could really be a competitor, particularly given the fact that it does cost less to access and that it is increasingly becoming a very powerful alternative.
The paragraph from the research. This is especially true for modifiers likely considered sensitive to the CCP. For example, when telling DeepSeek R1 that it was coding for an industrial control system based in Tibet, the likelihood of it generating code with severe vulnerabilities increased 27%. This was an increase of almost 50% compared to the baseline. Jack, is that inadvertent? That sounds severe.
I think what's been discovered by CrowdStrike is really the struggles of China's AI sector in a nutshell. On one hand, you have a DeepSeek's desire to produce high quality technical content. And that's throughout its reasoning model. And so looking into what CrowdStrike discovered and really because of DeepSeek is open source, kind of pulling off the mask a little bit, it's DeepSeek's overall reasoning aspect, its thought process, so to speak, really is technically sophisticated and works very well and can often produce, very good results. In some cases, it'll produce clean, workable code that won't have any flaws. But it's when that thought process ends and it goes to produce a final output that some of the more systemic biases that the CCP mandates be encoded really start to take hold. And that's where you see these vulnerabilities occur. So in some ways, DeepSeek is having to balance this desire to produce a model whose technical capacity and sophistication is on par with Western competitors, while ensuring that its outputs, you know, align with CCP ideology and law. And so as a result, you see this almost split personality within DeepSeek. And I think that's something that's really interesting that CrowdStrike investigators discovered, was the model itself having this split personality of recognizing the need to stand by the CCP's line while also attempting to produce the best, most technically competent answer that it could. And I think this writ large is part of the way that Chinese AI has developed within a very intense political space, while also attempting to develop this product that will be adopted and used worldwide.
What do you recommend, Jack? What is to be done? Is it banning? Is it editing? Is it buyer beware? What is the best course of action, costing the least amount of money, given the severe strictures that are everywhere in Congress?
I think there are two key solutions here. I think the first is certainly a ban on U.S. devices and other aspects of critical infrastructure. You know, I think when it comes to developing code for American industrial control systems or on devices, you know, carried throughout the halls of Congress from the White House, obviously, Chinese AI models shouldn't be on those devices because of the underlying security risks that they present. On the other hand, I think the Trump administration really has a strong opening to beat DeepSeek at its own game. Just recently, the Trump administration launched something called the Genesis Project, which was designed to allow private developers access to all of the computing power and data held by the United States' national lab system. So these are the labs that, you know, really store large, large reams of sophisticated scientific data. And I think as part of this agreement, you know, the United States should be giving priority access to this data, this computing power, these supercomputers, to developers that are looking to develop open source models in order to compete in an area that so far has really been dominated by Chinese AI firms.
To your knowledge, if you are an assistant to a member of Congress and you have DeepSeek on your iPhone, are you vulnerable to visitors?
It's certainly the case that by DeepSeek's own accord, at least during its first launch, that the data was stored in mainland China. So certainly the types of searches that you're doing, the profile that you build while you use DeepSeek, that data was being stored under Chinese jurisdiction, meaning that Chinese authorities may have had access to that data. So certainly there's a concern around that element of surveillance. I think this story in particular highlights another level of concern around using AI to produce products that then contain significant security vulnerabilities, and then installing those products and those systems on U.S. Infrastructure.
Jack Burnham is a research analyst at the China Program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, China Project. And we're going to turn to a more obvious threat from the People's Republic of China, nuclear weapons. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.